2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. First time the Blackhawks played Buffalo this season, they won in a shootout tonight. Brian Bickle and company will take on the Sabres again.
They got a lot of talent and a lot of speed that I think a lot of teams underestimate. So respect, you know, a hungry team. Kind of have a bitter taste from last game at home to what's going to happen tonight.
From Blackhawks.com, Corey Crawford in goal. Marian Hossa is going to play. He did not participate in morning skate, though. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase interviewing with the Giants today. Elsewhere in football, former Eagles coach Chip Kelly has apparently talked with the 49ers already about a job there. This according to reports. And in an interview with Monday morning quarterback, Washington receiver DeSean Jackson said karma is the reason Kelly got fired. The Bengals officially have ruled out Andy Dalton for Saturday's wild card game against the Steelers. D'Angelo Williams out for Pittsburgh. And don't forget that every single NFL playoff game will be heard right here on The Score starting this weekend. Baseball former Cardinals scouting director pleads guilty. Chris Correa is his name. 5 counts of hacking after he did so to the Astros private network last year. Each count carries a possible penalty of 5 years in jail, $250,000. And contrary to an earlier report, Justin Upton's agent says he is not considering a short-term deal. Also, Cubs owner Tom Ricketts will be on Inside the Clubhouse on The Score tomorrow morning. That will be at 10 o'clock. This update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. And the Grossinger.com hotline, don't forget about that either. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. 670 weather, drizzle and fog tonight, low of 38, snow tomorrow afternoon, and a high of 40. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Fun is winning, winning is fun.
Relative greatness.
My grandmother was in attendance when Babe Ruth pointed to the bleachers, and she watched it.
He did it! It's a home run! In the center field bleachers, right where he pointed!
Mo and Piatone.
My brother and his buddies were at a Sox game about 10 years ago, and they had a huge, hulking man sitting in front of them. Brother leaned over, and he asked, "Hey, you that guy from Dumb and Dumber?" He said, "Yep, I'm also that guy from Goodfellas." It was Mike Starr. We asked him to buy him a beer, and he said, "No."
You're looking at it. It's a joke. I'm the Midnight Date Man. I'm the Commandant.
Guy in Janesville, you're on The Score.
My brother lives down in Florida. He's on his way to work, and he always stopped at the same gas station. He looked up and saw a big shadow. He looked up, and it was The Undertaker from WWE. To even top that, The Undertaker looked at him and said, "Hey, buddy, I got somebody I want you to meet." The driver's window rolls down, and it's Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, brother?
Northside, this is Eric on The Score.
My brother-in-law lives in Beverly. His son was on a little league team with one Ben Rosen. And therefore, my brother-in-law, who started a Twitter account, had exactly one follower for the first several months, and that was none other than Mitch Rosen.
I'm here with my son, Ben. Ben, how are you?
Good.
Oh, boy, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
It's 4:11.
Yes, again, it's relative greatness.
and Bernstein.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Got that. Oh, 404 Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. And by the way, it is not acceptable to be scraping the bottom of the barrel with 411. It just is not going to fly today.
I'm with you.
Not going to fly. This is easy.
All right, we're loaded up, and that's good. So we'll start in Oak Lawn. Friday Funk, Relative Greatness begins with Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. I'm going to give you a really quick twofer. First off, my dad went to dental school at UIC in the late 60s. He worked at a Hart, Schaffner & Mark store with a young Greg Gumbel.
Wow.
Second off, going back about 20 years, I was a junior at Ripon College in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin. And my girlfriend at the time, her little brother was going to St. Norbert's, worked at a McDonald's, saw a guy come through the drive-thru who he knew from the Packers because he never wore his helmet, said, "Can I get your autograph?" He said, "Sure." Hands him an Egg McMuffin wrapper. The guy autographs it, shows it to his parents. Memorial Day that same year, I'm over at his parents' house. They say, "Oh, you got to give this to Steve." It was Jim McMahon.
Thank you. Brian in Oak Forest says, my cousin's been a chef since 1985, and his first job was a ski resort in Lake Tahoe. Every so often, he gets celebrities in and get to meet them. One such celebrity was a congressman at the time, and before that, he was married to a popular singer. This was January 4th, 1988. Ooh. The man was Sonny Bono. The next day...
Did
not go well on the ski resort at Lake Tahoe.
Man.
Nope. Mike in Elk Grove, you're on the Score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. No, I just wanted to call in. A few years back, I got a job in the freight forwarding industry at a company called Siva, and found it interesting when I walked in. One of the guys there was named Jamie Abaticola. And I found the name kind of unique, so I asked him if he was related to Matt. And matter of fact, he said, yes, I am. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It's 405-39, and we're already down to the Abaticola family.
Already down to? Is that what? Wait. Hold on a minute. This is your ass.
I love this. This is what, because the weirder they are, just if there's weird.
The
okay, this is Ricky who says, when I worked for Walgreens, I noticed a man in his 80s pushing a cart in an aisle with an authentic, brand-new-looking Jeremy Burnett's jersey. I had to make mention of it when he asked me if I had more of a certain Jell-O that was empty on the shelf. He said he was Jeremy Burnett's uncle. He was excited that he finally played here in Chicago. And every time he shopped, which is fairly regularly, he wore the authentic Burnett's jersey and always bought the same Jell-O by the boatload. Amazingly, my father, who worked for one of the Illinois emissions testing sites, once had the same man through his lane for his vehicle emissions test, and I never mentioned him to my dad before, so mid-story I thought it was funny and told my dad he shopped at my store all the time, and my dad said that must be where all of that Jell-O came from. Apparently, the uncle had boxes and boxes of Jell-O in the backseat of the car that my dad had noticed.
Sort of falls in place easily,
I guess. Oh, my God. Our guy Tom in Dubuque is here today on the Score.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, fellas.
Hello.
This was last year, as a matter of fact. My friend ran an antique shop here in Dubuque, and I was stopping in one day. And across the street from his shop was a lady who was like a dog sitter. And so as I'm walking by her house, these Great Danes and St. Bernards are running up and barking, and I asked her if they were her dogs, and she told me that you know, she's a dog sitter. That's her job. She does it out of her house and stuff. And struck up a nice conversation, and, you know, she was real nice. So I went in, and my friend's like, you know, where the hell were you at? You know, I saw you drive up. Where'd you park? And I said, oh, I'm just over here. I said, I was talking to your neighbor lady across the street. And he says, do you know who that is? And I said, no. And he said, well, her dad pitched for the Yankees in the 60s and 70s, and he kind of had a weird name, and he went on, and I finally guessed it. Her dad was the former Yankee pitcher and famed wife swapper, Fritz Peterson.
There you go.
Indeed.
Nice. Thrill House says, a couple years ago, I was on a task force of city planners and municipal attorneys from across Arizona.
Also on that task force was the town attorney of Sahuarita, Arizona, Daniel Hockley, brother of Ed. I can report that Daniel does not work out as much as his brother does, nor does he carry fruits in his pants while working as a town attorney.
Skips the avocado.
Right. The big butternut squash shoved down.
Hello there.
We were stretching our balls.
Oh, well, yeah, you were. In Cleveland, it's Mike, but it's not Cleveland Mike on the score. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
In 2005, during the summer, I was working as a camp counselor up in northern Minnesota, and on orientation, when the campers are pulling in and unpacking, one 12-year-old boy was pulling out a bunch of Royal stuff out of his bag. So I asked him, hey, Jackson, are you a big Royals fan? He said, yeah, my dad played for him. I said, well, who's your dad? Oh, it's George Brett. Eventually, I had to broach the topic, have you ever seen the Parr Tower incident? And the little 12-year-old said, yeah, I saw it for the first time a couple months ago. I found it hysterical.
Of course he did.
Everybody did.
Frank in Minneapolis says, at my brother's wedding a couple years ago, my now sister-in-law's sister-in-law, who lives in Buffalo, told us how she went to a garage sale and discovered it was being hosted by Patrick Kane's mother. The Canes were selling various items that once belonged to Patrick, old equipment, skates, and sticks, and some of it was even autographed in an attempt to increase its value in an evidence bag. And what interesting piece of Patrick Kane history did my sister-in-law's sister-in-law buy? The old push mower that Patrick once used to mow the lawns in the neighborhood as a kid. So I am the brother-in-law of someone whose sister-in-law owns Patrick Kane's old lawnmower. Jeff,
that's what we're talking about.
In West Chicago, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
This happened about, I think, around 11 years ago. It was at Wrigley Field. I went with a buddy. Uncle had lifelong tickets in the front row right behind the dugout, just right by the stairs where the players come up. And the elderly gentleman sat next to me, and we began talking throughout the game and everything. He told me he was from out of town, and the Cubs were playing the Astros, and I asked him, well, why are you here to see the Astros? Well, that's where you're from. And he said, well, my son got me tickets. He just recently started a new job here. And I said, oh, that's interesting. What does he do? And he said, well, he works for a sports radio station here in Chicago. I said, well, I'm a big sports guy. Who's he work for? And he said, have you ever heard of The Score? I said, yeah, I listen to it all the time. I said, what's your son's name? He said, it's Chris Ranji. And guys, in no time did he pull out a picture of a shirtless Tito Landrum.
Oh, wow. That's the guy that knows the bit there.
Mr. Ranji.
That's great.
XNIU guy says, I met Paul Edinger's sister the night before their game in Atlanta in 2002 as the team was staying at the same hotel. And the next morning, the hotel put up the stanchions and the red velvet ropes and the fans gathered to get autographs as the players boarded the bus. And Paul's sister was in line. And I asked her, why didn't she just ask Paul to get autographs for her or introduce her? And she said he won't do that because he's afraid of all of them.
Nice choice, actually.
In Wheaton, this is Keith. He's on WSCR.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
First time caller.
Hello.
Okay, hey.
I'm close to 60 now, but in my youth, my family would rent a cabin out on Cape Cod for a couple weeks each summer. And one afternoon on an excursion, we're driving through Hyannisport, driving past the Kennedy Mansion, and down the driveway is walking Jack Kennedy, Eddie Kennedy, and Scoop Jackson.
Wow.
So my mom yells, Bob, stop the car. And my mom grabs my 8-year-old sister's hand and runs across the street to shake hands with Jack Kennedy while I'm stuck in the car with my dad with his Nixon stickers plastered across the back bumper.
Wow.
That's great.
That's a great. You know what? The funny thing is, and again, this is relative greatness, your relative's brushes with greatness or your brushes with a relative of somebody famous. Yeah. It's funny you bring up Scoop Jackson. There was Henry Scoop Jackson, longtime senator. When I was 11, and this probably violates the rule, but when I was 11 and we were in Washington and we were, there's a tram that goes underneath, that connects the Senate office building to the Capitol building. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I, we saw an open car with just one older man sitting in it. And we ran up to the front to get on into the tram. And the conductor said, no, you can't sit there. That's for the senator. And this old guy says, oh, that's okay. The kids can ride with me. Have them ride with me. And he talked to us and asked us where we were from. And we got out. And my dad came over and he said, thank you, Senator, for doing that. It's very nice of you. And that was Scoop Jackson. It was, and I didn't know who he was at the time, but I, you know, apparently it was a very influential.
Did you take the fun out of anything for him before you left?
I didn't try to, but it was okay. It was very cool, sort of after the fact thing. It was at the time an influential senator. Paul and Schaumburg, you are on Friday Fung on the Score.
My grandfather used to drive a milk truck for Bowman Dairy in the city, and on a particular icy afternoon, somebody jumped out into the street in front of him. My grandpa had to slam on the brakes and push the truck into the curb. He got out of the car and started yelling at the guy who was trying to cross the street. The guy said, you saw me come, and you had plenty of room to stop. My grandpa said, "That's next time I see you, I'm not going to stop." And that's how my grandpa pledged to kill Gene Siskel.
That's a win right there.
And eventually, he did. That's great. That's well told, too. I like this. I check this out. This is Pat Henders' bearded friend. He says, my aunt took a class at UCLA that included Lou Alcindor, Ray Manzarek, and Jim Morrison.
Oh, man.
Wow. The hell class was that? I'd love to know what class that was. They have all three of them in there. It could be anything, but wow.
It's great.
Ken is in Lyle. He's on Relative Greatness on the Score.
Hey, guys. This is awesome. This is awesome. Hey, peep this out. A few years back ago, me and my sister took a trip out to San Francisco to the Rock the Bells Festival hip-hop show.
Mm-hmm.
While we was out there, we decided, you know what, let's check another show out. You know, so we went over to the Yoshi Bar, you know, to see Rory Ayers. You know, everybody loves the sunshine, ubiquity, the whole nine yards. So we get there a little bit early, and we're sitting there, you know, just chilling. He comes walking through the door, you know. We're like, oh, check him out. Let's go up there and go meet him, you know. He's slapping high fives, you know, with everybody as they walk in. You know, he meets me and everything. He reaches, and this guy, he's got to be in his 70s. He reaches over to my sister and just grabs her chest. What? And just is like, yeah, out of the blue. He's slapping hands with everybody. He just reaches over and just grabs her. You know, he's like, oh, nice, baby. Hey, sorry about that. Here you go. And keeps on going and never misses a step. And the look on her face was like, first, he's like, that's got to be the oldest man that ever felt me up and the richest.
Thank you, Ken. Like I say, the weirder the better. Joel says, I used to work for a financial institution at the Great Lakes Naval Recruit Training Center, and I was discussing checking accounts with some recruits when I noticed a familiar name on one guy's uniform, and I asked him jokingly if he was any relation to the former Colts kicker of the same name. He said, yeah, he's my cousin. He's kind of a jerk. The kicker, Mike Vanderjagt. That's the liquored up idiot, right?
That's the
right?
Liquored up kicker.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Here's John and Joliet. He's on the Score. Hey, John.
Hey, good evening, guys. My dad took me to a Bulls game back in the 70s at the old stadium, and there was this big, large man sitting in front of us in a white fur coat with a white fur hat. And my dad kept leaning over. I hope this guy takes his hat off. I hope he takes his hat off. Finally, he taps the guy on the shoulder. Now, mind you, I've respected my dad for years, Vietnam veteran, but when this man stood up and turned around, it was Mr. T, and my dad asked him, can you take your hand off? And he told my dad, shut up and leave me alone. My dad didn't move for three quarters.
A pity the fool would tell me to take my hat off.
That is Mr. T, by the way. That's
yeah,
I
have heard really nice things.
Yes, nice things about him as well. But yep, the outfit works. That's right.
And I got a text from the Sultan of Guilt who says that class at UCLA with Lou Alcindor, Ray Manzarek, and Jim Morrison was what to do with your giant Wang 101. Didn't know they taught that. All right, we're doing
either.
Relative Greatness 312-644-6767. You have the Join Score. In.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three call. Cubs win. What a finish at Wrigley.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. We're now just a day out from the AFC turning into the UFC. I finally get to play with that Steelers-Bengals Christmas present that I begged for. I am so pumped for these two teams to hate each other and hit each other. I only wish Drowning Pool was playing at halftime and that the NFL had joint pregame pressers and weigh-ins so some Bengal could flip a table while Roger Goodell tried to separate both sides and dodge punches. Tez Perfect is not going to let me down. I hate Pittsburgh. It's not personal. That's just the way it is. End quote. Yeah, that part about it not being personal, that's a lie, but I'll take it. Problem is, none of the Steelers are taking the bait. They're all taking the high road, which makes me feel like it's the Bengals all the way. Cincy 24, Pittsburgh 21. Partner.
What's happening, partner?
I'm Jim Rome.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Fun is winning, winning is fun.
That's we're in the midst of Boston Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And you know what? It's been outstanding so far. So it's a tough act to follow, but I believe you can do it.
Let's keep it rolling with Mike in Orland Hills on The Score. What you got, Mike?
So I'm working at a car dealership in Joliet, Illinois. And one day this nice young lady comes in. Older lady with her son, and her son says, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No, I don't." He says, "I'm Mike Tomczak's brother." I said, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "No." I said, "My brother's name is Rich, and he's a painter in Madison, Wisconsin." How's that looking out for him? It didn't get him nowhere.
When you're trying to big time people doing that, that's something.
Oh, that's worth a run.
Joe says 3 years ago, I was visiting a friend in Albuquerque, and we were having lunch at an outdoor cafe when I overheard the waiter say to somebody behind us, "Thank you, Mr. Boitano." I turned to my friend and I said, "I think that's Brian Boitano." He said, "No, Brian Boitano isn't bald." But then his girlfriend said she thought he did look like Brian Boitano and probably just lost his hair. And just like that, she stood up, walked over to the man and said, "Mr. Boitano, can I have your autograph?" And he said, "Sure, but I'm not Brian Boitano. I'm his brother, Mark." And undeterred, my friend's girlfriend said, "You probably get this a lot." And he said, "No, not really. Do you still want my autograph?" And that's why my friend has an autographed napkin signed by Mark Boitano. Ian is in Boston and he's on The Score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My dad had a friend from work, and one day he helped his friend's son move into college. He drove him there, packed up the car, helped him move in. And that guy turned, the son turned out to be South Park co-creator Matt Stone.
Wow. That's a name I didn't think we'd hear.
Nope.
Wow. Rick in Naperville, you're on The Score.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I used to work at a large bank as a banker, and this tiny woman came in one day for some questions, and she sat down, and she had the biggest personality I've ever seen. She started regaling us with all these stories, and soon she had about five or six of us bankers around this desk, and she stayed there for about an hour. And one of the stories was that her brother was the last surviving member of the Lollipop Guild from The Wizard of Oz.
Didn't expect to hear that either.
No. Elias says, "My uncle's late girlfriend dated Jim Leland for a good period of time. And she used to tell me of late night romps on the turf at Three River Stadium, in the dugout, on the mound, at the plate, you name it. She said they did it there and it made for some awkward conversations."
Old Smokey.
So smoky.
Climbing Old Smokey.
I'm getting it done. Dan's in Old Town and he's on Sports Radio 670.
Hi there, guys. My grandfather used to like swimming when he would go and work out, but the problem was he'd be going at times during the day when the old ladies would be there doing aqua aerobics. They would get quite territory about the pool, so he'd get pushed around and get very frustrated. One day he finally got the entire lane completely to himself. He was excited, but then someone walked up and asked him to share it with them. He told them exactly how he felt about that, thus rejecting them. A little bit later, my grandma walked up to him and said, "Herm, do you realize who that is?" He said, "No, I don't really care." She said, "That was Maglio Ordonez. He's trying to rehab his knee."
Get out of here. Get out of my lane, Megs. Dan in Albany Park says, my brother's an executive for a popular restaurant chain, a big sponsor of the Booyah Network, and one year he got invited to the ESPY Awards, and the day before the show, they put on a golf tourney for the sponsors, where a celebrity is assigned to a foursome, and after the tournament, they had a small shuttle bus that took him to a reception area, and my brother gets on the shuttle, and there are only two seats left. His options are either sit next to Bruce McGill, the character actor from Animal House and My Cousin Vinny, MacGyver, or Joe Theismann. And he chooses to sit next to Bruce McGill, thinking he's a lesser celebrity, won't care as much. He's a really nice guy, and they talked a lot about Animal House, and that Theismann was eavesdropping on the conversation and laughing, and Theismann interjected and proudly starts telling McGill how to this day he still gets a 25-cent royalty for his role in Cannonball Run 2. We'll finish it up after an update.
Yep.
Anything's possible.
Scoreboard update.
What was that? Oh, man, it's the best. It really is. All right, so Chris Ranji, that's me, from the Score Update studio tonight. The Blackhawks and Philippe Deneau will be taking on the Buffalo Sabres.
Who the hell is he?
He plays for the Hawks.
I think we got to approach it the same way as we approached the last five games. You know, it was big games, and it's still a big game tonight. You know, those points are very important for playoff, and we all know it, and we got to keep going that way.
That's from Blackhawks.
Can't understand a word.
Stop it. Blackhawks.com. And the Hawks, last time they faced Buffalo, they won in a shootout. That was in the middle of December. Marian Hossa is going to play tonight. Corey Crawford in goal. Offensive coordinator Adam Gase of the Bears is interviewing for multiple head coaching jobs today with the Giants. Former Eagles coach Chip Kelly interviewing for the job of the 49ers. He was fired by the Eagles. And according to reports, did talk to San Francisco yesterday. Bengals have ruled out Andy Dalton. That is official for tomorrow's game against Pittsburgh. D'Angelo Williams out of that game as well. And baseball now, fired Cardinals scouting director Chris Correa has pled guilty to 5 hacking charges after he accessed the Houston Astros private network. And it is football wild card weekend. Every NFL playoff game, hear it on the Score here tomorrow. And another programming note for tomorrow. 10 o'clock in the morning, Tom Ricketts will be on Inside the Clubhouse. The Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And we are finishing up on Friday Funk, Relative Greatness. It is terrific
it's
today,
really, really good.
Really, really good.
In Skokie, here's Stuart. He's on WSCR.
Yeah, so Pete Rose is one of my biggest heroes growing up. And a buddy of mine was out in Vegas, and they were walking through, I believe, the Bellagio, and Pete Rose was signing autographs. My buddy goes up to him and says, "Hey, Pete, my friend loves you. Do you mind signing an autograph for him?" Well, my buddy and his wife had gone shopping at Victoria's Secrets to buy a few things. Pete looks up from the table and goes, "I'm not signing anything unless she goes upstairs and put whatever's on that bag and comes down and take a picture with me." Third bag.
I believe every word of it. I believe it for sure.
But it's all on.
But technically, it's relative greatness, not just friends.
Yes, yeah, friend greatness.
But I believe it. In Northbrook, CeeLo on WSCR.
Hey, what's up, guys? Frenzy, I thought you might like this story.
Okay.
When I was a kid back in the late 80s, I was babysat by this wonderful Puerto Rican lady who babysat other kids. And as the years passed on, some kids came and went. But then there was this one summer for about a 2-week period. There was this young kid who was about 3 years old and he only spoke Spanish. But the thing that stood about that kid was that he had fancy clothes, he had gold jewelry, he had a necklace, gold bracelet, gold rings, and a pierced ear. So about a decade later, I found out who that kid was, and then it all made sense. It was none other than Ivan Calderon Jr.
Yes! There you go.
Shirt with holes in it.
Willie is an Anderson villain, the score.
Hey, guys. Late 1960s, my dad is working security at the Palmer House, and he gets a call about 1 in the morning. He's working the graveyard shift, but somebody won't leave the bar, and they're trying to close up. So he walks down to the bar. Bartender meets him at the end of the bar and says, "That's the guy," pointing to the only guy still sitting at the end of the bar, former heavyweight champion of the world, Ernie Terrell. My father looked at the guy and says, "No." He says, "It's not my job." So my dad goes over to Ernie Terrell and with all his Bridgeport tough guy-ness says, "Hey, champ." Ernie Terrell says, "I know I'm leaving." And he gets up and storms out. And the bartender rushes over at my dad and says, "What did you say to him?" He said, "I told him to get out and stay out."
Those are the guys with all the stories, by the way. The guys that work at Chicago hotels. I know a guy who used to work at the old Congress Hotel. I mean, you talk about they got everything. They've got the stories for mm-hmm. you. The guys working security and, ooh, man.
No doubt.
In Evansville, Wisconsin, here is Kevin on Friday Fung.
Yeah, back in 1975 or 74, 75, at the family photography studio in Janesville, Wisconsin, my mother was in the office and a big black Cadillac pulled up in front of the window. The tallest guy she'd ever seen, black guy, of course.
Why's it got to be a black guy?
Well, it'll turn out why in just a second. Well, he ducks in the door almost in half and asks my mother the way to Milton College for the Milwaukee Buck training camp, and it was Lewell Cinder.
Well, that would be a large, that would be a big black man, yes. Ryan in Milwaukee says, in the early 90s, before becoming a movie star, Woody Harrelson was just the bartender on Cheers, and he toured with a band called Manly Moondog and the Three Cool Cats. This band came to Milwaukee to play a barber's convention. My father's not a barber. I don't even think he was employed, but he crashed the post-convention party with his buddy. It was held at a local hotel. He vaguely knew who Woody Harrelson was. And my dad heard rumors that the band was going to be partying in an adjacent banquet hall in what doubled as a birthday party for the band's bassist. They wanted some free drinks, but security was at the door. But when Happy Birthday broke out, the guard turned his head and the door opened and he slipped in. So he's in a party with about 60 people he doesn't know. And he's mostly deaf, wearing dual behind-the-ear hearing aids. So the loud environment didn't allow him to converse with these strangers. So he just drank and ate solo for 45 minutes. He told me he needed a memento to commemorate this occasion as it sat on a nearby table. Mind you, I first heard this story the next day as he drove me to school, fourth grade. On that drive, he showed me the memento that he stole. It was the bassist birthday card signed by many, including Woody Harrelson. He said, "Yes, this is my childhood." I guess we'll shut it down with Truffle Pig on the score.
Shut it down!
Hi, fellas. Years ago when they first opened Graceland for tours, we went there on the tour and we saw Elvis's idiot uncle Vester there. So we went up to him and thought on a lark we'd ask him for an autograph. He said he would only autograph his cookbook that he wrote, the Presley Family Cookbook, which included the famous mayonnaise and banana sandwich. We declined.
Elvis Presley's Uncle Vester? Did he have an Uncle Vester? Is that true?
You know, today's actually Elvis's birthday, too, by the way.
He would be 83.
83.
Here it is, indeed. Uncle Vester. The bald head jester. What about me? I'm the Mike Molester. No, he's not a handsome man.
Oof. How'd the cookbook do?
I don't want to eat any of that crap. It killed Elvis. Everything's got Percocet in it. Forrest and Bernstein, we have much to do, including Dan Durkin at the top of the hour, and we are going to give away a fly-in fishing trip for two worth $2,800.
Only $81 this year.
Oh, only 81.
So yeah, we got a couple of years yet.
2 years before the big
party here on the B&B show.
Big party. Elvis would have been
83.
2 years from today. Get ready for it. Start preparing. You have the score.
670 The Score is the exclusive home for the NFL playoffs in Chicago. We'll kick things off with Wild Card Weekend tomorrow with Chiefs at Texans starting at 3, followed by Steelers versus Bengals. And on Sunday, it's Seahawks at Vikings at 11:30, followed by Packers at Redskins. All the NFL playoff games are right here through Super Bowl 50 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Very fish sale, you say? Scott must be back, and that's correct. Those are just a few of the fish that are on sale this January at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. 21% off all freshwater fish, 21% off all saltwater fish, 21% off all African cichlids, 21% off all oriental goldfish, 21% off all live coral, 21% off all live rock and inverts. Why 21% off instead of the usual 20% off? Why not? So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish? Whether you're after a Maxima clam or a yellow tang, Scott's got you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison in Oak Park.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
This week's most popular music. 14 years ago, 2002.
Number 3.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Number 2.
Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
When this is how you remind me.
And the number 1 song this week, 14 years ago in 2002. Usher, You Got It Bad.
You got it bad.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boys of Birthday, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, Dan Durkin joins us, and we'll break down some things because that's what Dan does. We can take a look at the Bears through his eyes as he breaks it down, breaks down the season, and also probably take a look at some of these playoff games.
Well, we have all the games are going to be carried right here on Sports Radio Every one 670 of them. The Score. I heard Patrick Manley talking earlier with Jason and Lawrence, and he did not hesitate when asked what is your game of the weekend, and he said it is Pittsburgh and Cincinnati because of the lack of love lost between those teams. That they're barking at each other the mm-hmm. last game, they're fighting with each other, they're trying to intimidate each other before the game.
Even. Yeah, but how excited are you with AJ McCarron starting?
I'm not necessarily excited myself, but he said the bad blood is an attractant.
That loses half of it for
That's
me.
That's a tough one to go for with that guy.
Well, what do you think of this? What do you think of the contention by Alex Marvez of Fox Sports that anybody can win the NFC? He says and looks at the whole thing, he said it is absolutely wide open.
I would have agreed a couple weeks ago, but I don't any longer watching Seattle play. I think Seattle is the best team in the NFC.
You don't think that the whole body of work says something? Right now they're playing great, but I don't know about the whole hot team theory.
Oh no, it's not a hot team. I've always thought they were
the best.
Yeah, I always thought they were the best. They had the most talent in the NFC, and they just weren't playing well. And that happens. I mean, you know, the NFL, you can go and you can have a mediocre. That's what the great thing about it. You can have a mediocre first 10 weeks, and as long as you're playing well the final 6 weeks of the season, you're fine in the NFL. That's a team that the coaching staff knows it. They know how to do it. They know how to make a playoff run. They know the pressures that are involved.
Hot quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, I think they're the best team.
Your hot quarterback theory applies to Washington.
Yep.
Because, you like that? You know, you like that?
You better like his second half performance.
Towels are ready.
You better like it.
How crazy is that, though? How that whole situation developed. Remember, how people were like criticizing the Redskins for drafting him? Like, why would you even take that guy? Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah,
there was a lot of national talk about it.
Yeah. I don't, you know, he's going to get paid.
Is he like that?
Yeah, I know.
Is this the Nick Foles thing we were talking about yesterday, though? Is he just having a hot half season?
But is he up this year? Is this it?
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
Nice timing, kid.
That's the terrible dangers of the NFL.
That's your Scott Mitchell, your awful. Rob Johnson. There's always your Matt Schaub. Yeah. There's always going to be somebody.
You know, I hadn't really thought about it because he's been fairly consistent the second half. He's done it against good teams.
No,
he has, Terry, bad teams.
And, like, I'm up for giving the guy a contract, but it's just what that position demands from a starter, and it's so much.
I know. And that's what he's going to get. That's your Washington quarterback.
Seattle look, the Rams beat them at home. I don't know if nobody saw that coming. You could say the end of the regular season, weird things just happen. They do look good, but...
Yeah, they do, but I'm... it's the Packers going there.
I don't think the Packers can beat anybody.
I don't either.
If they were at Lambeau, I would probably go with the Packers there, but it's tough on the road.
The numbers on the Packers, I mentioned some of them yesterday, are so frightening as compared to the Packer teams of the last 5 years or so. They're frighteningly bad.
But we learned the limitation, they were able to weather a bad offensive line before.
Mm-hmm.
When you had healthier receivers, they were okay with crappy blocking.
Now
you can't have both.
You can't have
right. You can't have guys that can't run routes and catch passes and not block.
You right. Can't, right. They're I not mean, open.
Like yeah.
I mean, wait, when guys couldn't block, you could throw it to a place and throw a guy.
Well, that's
open.
The thing. I mean, when right. you have Aaron Rodgers, you could overcome one of those things. And even as great as he is, you can't overcome both.
And meanwhile, don't forget the weather, that you do have the issue of it being below zero and of Hub freezing his poor newts off.
Oh, yeah. Right. And also, this is supposed to be a year that, you know, Eddie Lacy has a huge impact offensively, and he was just so up and down and, you know, battled injuries.
Nobody could
and,
figure him out.
Right.
Can't figure out if he's with you. He wants to play, doesn't want to play, he's going to be good, going to be bad. And Aaron Rodgers is just has a 92.7 quarterback rating, which some would say, hey, what's wrong with
that's
that?
That's terrible for him.
Well,
it's awful for him.
For him.
Right.
Awful.
I mean, as high as the average is in the league this year, it's bad. That's bad for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, the league average is 88.4.
Right.
Yep.
I mean that's an MVP year a decade ago.
Yep. He's just not able to. He just hasn't found it, and he doesn't have time. He's been beaten beaten up these last 5 or 6 weeks. I guess what I'm saying is the Bears game wasn't necessarily as fluky as you thought it was. They're just not very good right now. They're just not, and they've stayed that way. It's not like, oh, it's a couple weeks and they'll get, no, it's not a couple weeks and they'll get better.
So the Saturday game, the early game is Kansas City and Houston at 3:35. That's not exactly appointment television for anybody.
No, I think that's going to be a good game, though.
It might be.
Yeah, I think it's...
Those teams?
Yeah. What time is that at?
We don't need to know.
What time is it?
It's 3:35.
It's on the score. 3:35 here on the score. And then the Saturday night is Pittsburgh-Cincinnati, your primetime game on CBS and on the score at 7:15. Then Sunday, it's Seattle at Minnesota at noon.
Into code.
Green Bay at Washington at 3:30. I love Wild Card Weekend.
You
I
do?
Love it. I do. I love
Why?
It. Because it's a lot of football, and you don't have the BS, and you don't have people Why? Throwing parties for it.
You don't have 12-hour pregame.
Right, you don't have all that. You're sitting through all day. And I think
someone's not coming to our Wild Card party.
I guess not, right?
Planning all week. Well, you're supposed to bring a regional dish from one of the teams representing this weekend.
Bring my Kansas City barbecue over, my Cincinnati Skyline chili, homemade. Eek. Give everybody diarrhea.
See, I actually have a big Wild Card Weekend party, but instead of a regional dish, you have to bring a regional person. So someone from that area you have to bring with you, right?
I'm from Texas.
That'd be fun.
Yep. So actually Super Bowl Sunday for me this year due to a reschedule. This is.
But they rescheduled Super Bowl Sunday?
No,
yeah, he had. He's about that power.
We had a hockey rescheduling. My Super Bowl Sunday this year, 8 o'clock puck drop in Kankakee, 8 a.m. puck drop.
Kankakee.
Then drive home for a second game, 2 o'clock puck drop back in our home rink.
You hockey parents are it's terrible.
8 o'clock in Kankakee. No, I'm gonna get my. Our guy's gonna hook us up.
Man, it's just bad.
Joe and Ed are gonna hook up the whole team at our joint, and we'll have a bourbon a night. Because I'm not waking up that early to drive down to Kankakee for a hockey game. It's a nice facility though.
Kankakee?
My buddy Zach, his little guy Quinn plays, and they're everywhere. Like 6 a.m. hockey practices.
How old is he?
Is he eight or nine?
Oh, as a mite?
Oh, yeah. He's a monster, though.
Oh, okay.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's playing up.
Really?
He frightens me.
Really?
When he's around the house, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good sport for those kids.
You know what's great, too, about him? The best thing about Q is he's got great hockey hair.
What, like a mullet?
He's just got real good hockey hair.
Really?
Yeah. Zach and Brooke always fight about, you know, he needs a haircut, and Zach's like, we're not cutting it. It's great hockey hair.
Like old school.
It's really good.
It's not like Tony Amonte where it's a little too nicely done.
No, okay. It's like coiffed. No, it's,
oh, yeah, that got,
no,
it's that really, got weird.
It's disheveled and doesn't look right, but it's great hockey hair.
So he's got 6 o'clock practices as
it's
a,
crazy.
As an
they're like, they're up all the time doing like crazy.
What's his home rink?
An ice one? I have no idea.
The ice one?
Yeah,
the one with ice in it.
Right.
Well, if he's playing travel-level hockey, that doesn't
I'm sure Zach's me. Listening. He'll text me. So
yeah, no, if he's... For some of the kids that are playing on some of the competitive teams, like the what is it? Double A... I don't even know what they are. There's like double A gold and silver.
Yeah, but it just seems like hockey, something I don't want to get
all
into.
All I know is that we'll be flying high after the trip back from Frisco.
All I know, Maddie, I had no intention of becoming a hockey parent either. None whatsoever. And we thought, because we live directly around the corner from the rink years ago, they said, oh, it's house hockey. So I thought, okay, great. House means every game is played
here. You
don't
go anywhere, right.
It means they have four teams, and they play all their games here. And then we get the schedule, and we're going to Joliet, and we're going to Crystal Lake, and we're going to Kankakee. And I said, I think I got suckered into this.
Sure did.
And then I thought, well, maybe he won't like it. You know, we'll let him play, and maybe he won't like it.
Not only does he like it, he's great at it.
He's having fun. Yeah. And you know what? I've learned to really enjoy the camaraderie of the parents and meeting people.
There's your road trips sound really awful for the parents.
But it's fun, though, because we drink a lot.
That's what I'm saying. You tell me about these stories of these hotels where there's just more booze than at a bachelor party.
Well, we did have one dad almost kill himself a couple years ago at the this rinky-dink place in the Dells, and I kind of tried to get him to not attempt this particular jump into the pool off a plastic chair.
Daredevil or dumbass.
Yeah, but and I
wait, where was the chair located?
You don't
like
even
side of the pool.
No,
or
no, this look, coach comes up and he wasn't our coach. He was with a different team. Nice guy. He goes, hey, here's what I'm gonna do.
Don't preface it by saying nice guy.
No, I love the guy.
Just do it. Yes.
So great.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
One of the best guys you'll ever meet ever.
There's these flimsy plastic chairs and the pool chairs. I'm gonna sort of right on the edge.
Harry Carey?
And this guy is
class act.
He's probably, I'd say, 300 plus pounds.
Probably. Okay. So he's a healthy guy too.
Oh boy. And he goes, okay. Now I'm gonna run from here, and then I'm gonna jump. And the chair is going to go over into the pool, and I'll be on top of the chair, and then it's all going to go over into the pool.
Empty the water.
So I know, even the kids. And I was thinking.
You were stone sober.
No, I don't touch a drop. But you know what I was thinking, of course? Immediately, I'm thinking possible liability. Who is exposed here? Can we all get sued?
You were doing that?
I'm thinking, can I sign something?
Because
it's going to be so I said, just don't hurt yourself. And then he gets this run. Everyone's looking. All the kids are clapping, and everyone's looking. He gets this running start, and he jumps, and the chair doesn't budge. So he just kind of half stopped.
So he didn't realize the chair was bolted to the patio.
He thought the whole chair was going to go in, and the chair kind of stops, and then he just slowly falls over face first into the pool. So nobody got hurt, but it didn't exactly come off like he envisioned. And then, of course, everybody recorded it, and then we had fun sending it to each other.
So you ruin everything. You've been you're like drunk antics, Grim Reaper, too.
Well, I was terrified of a lawsuit.
Well, he's not going to sue you.
Nobody took the program or somebody or the hotel could get mad at me.
Are you trying to figure out how you're responsible somehow?
You never know. They always start looking for people.
Oh, boy.
Grown man wants to be an idiot. Who is he going to sue you?
I don't. It's a litigious society. Maybe the hotel would have sued us because we were in violation of every single rule that was posted in that room.
Yeah.
Number of people having outside alcohol.
There's got to be a Twitter account for drunk hockey parents, right? Isn't there? There's got to be a website.
There has to be. There has to be. But we actually had a really good group. And the thing is, if you go to the Dells, if without alcohol, you won't survive. You'll blow your brains out.
We did the Grand Geneva Resort and their Timber Ridge indoor water. It's a great great place.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I did is went in and get a bottle of water at the little snack shop there, and they had a full service bar. I was like, well, this is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, nothing. Vodka soda doesn't hurt poolside.
That's you got to make sure that if you're with a hockey team.
Yep.
And then the coach says, well, we got a game tomorrow morning, so everybody be in your rooms early. Okay.
I'm like Abby, here's your bottle of water. Yeah. Why is your water in a plastic cup? Oh, don't worry about it.
Lake Geneva is great, but you know always a lot of fun.
Onions.
Then the gambling disappeared.
Yep. And then you were screwed.
Then I disappeared.
Now you couldn't follow around your magical sleeping fat person. They'll win races.
Wake up the fat guy.
Fat guy's sleeping. Wake him up.
Wake him up.
Dan Durkin talks Bears with us next on The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Big game.
Terry Moore's here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And here's the facts. Mattress Firm's overstock and clearance sale is on right now. More than $10 million in Tempur-Pedic overstock mattresses must go.
Yeah, you guys know Mattress Firm. We've talked about them with you for several months now. They are America's number one mattress retailer. Also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. And the Tempur-Pedic is such a good mattress, Terry, that even if one of Dan's hockey parents' buddies were over at your house and sleeping in your bed,
be okay,
passed out drunk next to you, you wouldn't even know it. You'd have such a great night's sleep with a Tempur-Pedic.
Get in there and you get a Tempur-Pedic pillow, mattress protector, or mattress frame for just 88 cents each when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets.